Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jayla. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
Okay, what was it you wanted?
Your zip code.
My zip code?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now it's 56572.
And your first and last name?
James Vinas.
Okay, please spell your last name for me.
V as in Victor. E-N-A-A-S.
All right.
You might have me under zip code 85206 because I live there in the wintertime. That's in Arizona. I'm back in Minnesota now.
Okay. All right, thank you for that. Now, I have located an account. May I please just get you to verify your shipping, the Arizona address?
464
Security
South
Purposes.
Rosemont. Okay.
Okay. Thank you for that. So let's see, I have located an account with them. I do see where you placed the order for the digital copy of the certificate. With a certificate for, and then you pay for the online training portal for $19 on the 27th of December. How may I help you?
You're charged me $19 each month on my credit card, and I've called a credit card and stopped payment on all those, so you're going to have to refund me that money.
Okay. Now, the $19 charge, that is a recurring charge because it is continued training videos on our site for you to watch. I can get your account canceled. That way you won't receive any further charges. You said that you stopped payment. Did you file a dispute or you just stopped, you just told them to stop, you know, just stop billing, well, allowing the charge to go through?
I told a credit card company not to pay it. You've been charging me this each month, and they're going to take that off in my account, so you're going to have to refund that.
Okay, I can issue a refund on the charge. So you haven't filed a dispute, correct?
Right. I filed that with my credit card, yes. Bank of America.
So you filed a dispute already with the charges, or you – because did you file a dispute?
A dispute, yes. I filed a dispute. Yeah, you've been charging me $19 a month, and I refuse to pay that.
Okay. Now, due to the dispute, it won't allow us to issue a refund on the charge due to the dispute. Now, in order for us to issue a refund on the charge, you'll have to tell your bank to give us a call in to verify that there's no dispute on the charge, and then we can start the refund process. But with the dispute filed, the system won't allow us to process a refund due to the dispute.
Okay, so Bank of America, yeah, is taking that off, and they're off in my account, and I told them that I refuse to pay it. So whatever you got to do, you got to cancel it and refund because it's nothing that I'm authorizing.
Okay, so due to the dispute that's filed, we won't be able to issue a refund until your bank give us a call in to verify that the dispute is dropped. So in order for, because I do have your account canceled. However, you have to tell your bank to give us a call in to verify that the dispute is dropped because they won't allow us to issue a refund with the dispute filed on the charge.
I'm sure whatever it's going to take, they're going to get a hold of you because they're not going to want to be out this money being they credited my account. So they'll be contacting you.
Okay, tell them to give us a call to drop the dispute, and we can start the refund process. It's just we can't refund it because the dispute is filed, and the system won't allow us to process a refund with the dispute filed.
Well, whatever it is, I don't know if it's a dispute or whatever, but they refunded me my money, and they're going to get it back from you.
Okay, well, tell them to give us a call in, and we can start the refund process, sir.
Okay, they will do that. Yep, okay. Cancel everything and
I do have a cancellation
money.
Number for you.
You got a cancellation number for me? Yes.
Yes, sir. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's C as in Charlie. 1-2-2-8-0-6-3.
8-0-6-3.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Mike. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. Thanks for your help. Bye now.
All right. I do thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.